When U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis announced that she would not seek re-election this year, some big names in the state stepped forward, but so did a number of others, especially in the Republican Party. But their lack of cash and name recognition has made it difficult to get the same attention as two current office holders and another candidate with a famous last name. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck spoke to three of the lesser-known GOP candidates about the challenges they face as they try to buck the odds despite being out of the limelight.
Cheyenne Representative Darren Smith is preparing to shock the state. Smith placed fourth in a recent media poll, which he says is great news since nobody had heard of him in March. Smith is an attorney and a fundraising executive with the Christian Broadcast Network, and he's convinced he's going to win.
I really believe, as I look at the numbers that I'm seeing, there's only two people that can win this race. I believe it's either myself or Liz Cheney that can win. There was an editor that said I'd be lucky to get 5,000 votes in the general election. And if that's the case, then I've met all 5,000 of the people that are going to vote for me.
One of those is Rex Rammel, who was also running for the seat, but he canceled his campaign to support Smith and his conservative values. Smith has made a big deal about cutting spending and has said that if Donald Trump wins the presidential race, he will have a best friend in Darren Smith. Smith says he's had a chance to explain his positions, and he's worked very hard to meet as many people as possible. He's very religious and notes that has resulted in lots of support from the faith community in particular. But the media is a different story.
In terms of media attention, yes, sure, there is an establishment here in the state. And they certainly, to some degree, want to pick the candidate that they want to represent the state. But I believe that this is the people's seat, and I believe that democracy is not for sale in America. And I don't care how much money you spend. I still believe that the people of Wyoming are smart enough to pick the person that's right on the issues, and I believe that's me.
Yoder Republican Jason Centeny is a corrections officer and a former Marine who attempted to unseat Representative Lummis the last go-round. He calls himself a blue-collar conservative who wants to change the culture in Washington. He recently made headlines by suggesting that military service should be mandatory. Centeny admits that money limitations make it difficult to reach as many people as he would like.
Well, social media-wise, internet-wise, I'm doing a great job. When it comes to the media, I understand some of these newspapers in the state have basically gone with the Liz Cheney show. That's what I've been calling it lately. And the reason they're going for that is they see that advertising money.
Centeny says that should not impact the news coverage, but he says it has.
Some of our in-state media needs to remember they need to cover everybody equally and let the voters choose.
But Centeny adds he's been able to go head-to-head with the other candidates at a number of forums, and he believes that voters see him as a strong candidate because people are tired of business as usual.
Being a working-class candidate, somebody who's been right there in the trenches of life with people, I understand where most of these people are coming from, living paycheck to paycheck and wondering sometimes whether they're going to put groceries in the fridge or pay a medical bill.
Northwest College English professor Mike Consmo admits it will be tough to win, but he says it is clear he is making an impact. Consmo says when he presents his ideas during debates, other candidates have paid attention.
Those ideas have found their way into the debates and into the messages of the other candidates. And so I feel confident that the types of ideas I'm talking about are out there.
Those ideas have ranged from investing in Wyoming and diversifying the economy to refusing to accept pay increases while in office. Consmo says there is no question that he's gotten a fair shake during the campaign.
If I needed more attention or I wanted more attention, that's up to me. I have not paid attention to their campaigns at all. I'm running the campaign I want to run, and my focus is interacting with constituents and voters and people in our state. That's been my focus, and that has worked really well.
Consmo says he entered the race to improve the job situation for his students. He adds that if his campaign helps bring about change, then it's been a success. All three hope voters learn about all the candidates and then make the best choice. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.